Showcase, July 21st from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at 15210 Northeast Miley Road in Aurora. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU is getting ready for our annual book and record sale. Yay! This is a great time to clean out those closets and shelves and turn your old books, records, and CDs into cash for community radio. Bring them to KBU Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're accepting donations of books, vinyl records, CDs, and DVDs through Wednesday, August 10th. The sale will be held in mid-August. Stay tuned for details. Please, no home recorded cassettes, VHS tapes, or mold. If you have questions or want to arrange for a pickup of donations, please email Ani at volunteer@kbu.org or phone her at 503-231-8032, extension 213.
This is the July edition of Black Book Talk. I am here today with
Ovi Hill of Mirror Image Books.
And we have a guest today.
Yes, I'm looking very, very forward to this, Nikki Brown, Nikki Clown Brown.
Excellent. I'm Emma Jackson Ford, bookwoman, and Patricia Hill Welch is usually here with us, but she's on a trip this year. She is in Washington, D.C. She is in Washington, D.C. as we speak, and she won't be joining us by phone, but I hope she's having a great time. All right, our guest is on.
Hey, it's me, Nikki Brown Clown.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
And how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm blessed. I got sunshine here in California.
Oh, California.
Oh, what part of California are you in?
I'm in Northern California, in Chico, California, outside of Sacramento.
Oh, okay. No tornadoes down there or anything, huh?
No, sir. No tornadoes.
And no forest fires?
No, we haven't had any forest fires, but we didn't. It's illegal for us to have fireworks, so it's getting kind of dry over here.
Oh. Well, the 4th of July is over anyway, so that's all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Clown Brown.
That's me. I'm Nikki Brown Clown, and I am a culturally creative clown. I'm a conscious clown. My main goal was to, I started back in 2011 for Juneteenth. I was asked and invited by the organizers of Juneteenth to come up with a celebratory type character that would let folks know that we were having festivities. And with that, it kind of took off. The people wanted to see this clown more. They were just like, it was such a refreshing thing. So I'm a green-haired, rainbow-wearing, dancing clown. But she is smart. I'm smart. And I go around and promote literacy as well.
Well, tell for those listeners who may not know, what exactly is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is a celebration that was coined during, at first, when Lincoln let us all know that we were all let the slaves know, signed up proclamation. she signed it, and it took almost, 2 to 4 years for folks to find out, because there was no Twitter. There was no social media. They did not get a text. And so in Texas, they were still keeping those folks in slavery. And so once they found out that they were free, it was some years later that they were still in bondage. And so instead of celebrating us, you know, so they ended up coining it Juneteenth. And so every year we have spent having an annual celebration to celebrate that time in American history.
When I was a child growing up in Arkansas, on Juneteenth, my father always came home with a red watermelon, red soda water, and we barbecued always on June 19th.
Beautiful, June 19th, that's right. And so I have annually participated since 2011 in the parade, and then when it starts, goes down to MLK in Portland, Oregon, I have stayed for the festivities. And the cool part about it is that the very next weekend is usually Good in the Hood in Portland, Oregon. And so folks were like, wow, you know, who was going to try to get that same clown to let everybody know? Because people were paying attention to the green-haired lady. They were like, wow, we want to know more about her. So they invited Nikki Brown Clown to the two and three-day celebration at Good in the Hood.
So you're going to be here in Portland, Oregon very soon.
Yes! Oh, my goodness! I was just getting so excited. I know, because I was there for 3 weeks doing those other celebrations, and I had to come back to California, but I'm on my way back July 30th. Oh, my goodness. You don't want to miss it.
I'm getting excited just hearing about it.
Oh, I have to tell you. Can I tell you what's going on?
Please tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay, so, y'all don't like this. And Miss Patricia from the library? Is that who I'm talking to?
No, you're talking to Emma. I'm a librarian, Emma? But at public school.
Oh, that's good. No. In fact, that's where I got my first inspiration, is at Portland Public School, about a librarian. The first, Miss Flowers is who I met. And I said, who am I going to grow up and be a librarian?
That would be Regina Flowers.
Of course, you know that Miss Regina Flowers. She'll be at the school.
So you were at Ockley Green.
Yes, I was at Ockley Green at one point. I graduated from Ockley Green, and I seen Miss Flowers for the first time over at Beach when she was a librarian over there.
Oh, she's a librarian at Beach. I thought it was Ockley Green. I'm sorry.
No, she is over at Ockley Green, but when I was a child, I'm taking it back. When I first saw her, when I was a young girl in the early 80s. But let me tell you guys, I'm coming back. So I'm super excited because July 30th, I am going to have it's called Nikki Brown Clown Library Celebration and Block Party. And it's gone down. This special block party is going to be beautiful because there is a mini library that's going to be dedicated to me.
Really?
Yes. And there's going to be a mural. Can you believe that? A mural. And it's going to be a parade of children and myself. It's going to be a, what is it called? It's going to be a literacy parade.
Excellent.
Now, they call this the Free Children's Library?
Well, right now, I think they're calling it the Nikki Brown Clown Library.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the Nikki Brown Clown Library. But the cool part about it is, I have to tell you about, I used to live on Emerson Street, Northeast Emerson, right there in Portland. And I had a neighbor. And my neighbor moved in and built a house, and she had the builders of the house, the contractor said, told her, her name is Diane Freeney, and they said, Diane, we want to show you that we built a house for your garbage can. And she said, I don't need a house. The garbage cans don't need a house. They don't need housing. They live in the back. And so she looked at that big, glorious wooden case that they built right in the retaining wall of her brand-new house, And she said, oh, no, we need to put books in there. And so there it is. And so she didn't want it just to be any old book, you know, place, you know, because we have those around Portland, right?
Right.
So the other neighbors, my other neighbors, I have a neighbor, Joanne and Maria, and they told her all about this clown that lives down the street from her. I live three blocks on 13th and Emerson. And I live down there, and I was moving away, but that's okay. They met me, and they said, oh, yeah, Nikki Brown Clown has spent numerous hours reading for free to children in our community. And so I used to read books at a place. It's closed down now, but it was called Happy Cup. And I used to read books over there every Tuesday for an hour. And they said anybody willing to do that definitely should have a library named after them.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so there it is. So, I mean, I didn't get to grow up and be a librarian, but to offer free books to my community. So I'm on a roll right now to spread the word that we need the community support to make sure my library is stocked with books and art supplies. Bring art supplies so the babies can come in like that sidewalk chalk.
Uh-huh.
I want the babies in the neighborhood to come and open that up because, I mean, that book thing, is you can fit inside there. It's big. It's not no little birdhouse. We're talking about it's going to be a nice-size library.
Well, you were talking about she built it for garbage cans?
It was going to be the contractor built it for the garbage cans to be in there.
But and you're saying that it's big enough for a dumpster then?
No, not a dumpster, but for two, your big, waste management, the green bucket.
Okay.
Big enough for the green and that blue bucket. You know, I have these in California. You know the ones you roll out to the curbside?
Yes.
So she said, the garbage cans are not going to live in there. We're going to put something more constructive. Garbage cans don't need a house. She put them in the backyard somewhere. And so there it is. And then she had that beautiful retaining wall right there. You know, in Portland, a lot of people have walls. And
yes.
It was going to be concrete. And she hired a mural artist to come and work with me and a couple of other people to come up with a beautiful design. And so I chose to have, because I'm known for being in the parade, and so it's going to be myself leading the parade, and then I hand-picked children from the community. I had their parents submit pictures of them, and so it's going to be a diverse group of children following me dancing and cartwheeling, and I'm going to be blowing bubbles. Oh, it's nice.
Okay,
it's
well, nice. Where is the parade going to start at?
Okay, so it's not an actual parade, but the mural is of me on a parade, and the library and the mural is at 10th and Emerson. 1006 Northeast Emerson Street.
And you're going to have other people who can come and help paint the mural? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, they can get involved. In fact, they can do that this weekend. Shoot. They can, so this Friday, so tomorrow, today is Thursday, y'all. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, okay? So I'm going to give you the hours. So on Friday, you all can come after work between 4 and 8 and bring your babies. They can be as young, as long as they can, anybody who can hold a paintbrush can participate in this. You don't have to be an artist, but on Friday, July 8th, from 4 to 8, you can come down and paint on the Nikki Brown Clown mural. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to start early. Well, they're going to start. I'm not going to be there now. Don't look for Nikki Brown Clowns just yet. But from 11 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, you all can go down there and participate. And I need folks to take pictures and post it up on Facebook so I can see the progress because I'm real proud of the community.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're listening to Black Book Talk on KBOO, and our guest today is Nikki Brown Clown. And we're having a real good time trying to see if we can't get participation in this celebration that's going to be happening this coming weekend.
So, that's right.
So, Nikki, do the books, tell us about the books. What kinds of books are you envisioning for the library?
Oh, okay. So those of you that know me, I like a good diverse book. I like books that represent, representation is very important to me. I want books with female heroes in it, sheroes. I want books on dad. My audience like that. I like black books. Black literacy books. So I would love for folks to go to Black Rose bookstore online and purchase any of his books on there. I trust any of that. Anything on hair and skin colors. I like local artists. So the lady who did my graphic designer, Soapbox Series, they have a book called Flying Lessons. It's about two African-American girls who asked their Gigi how to fly. So I love it because they have, like, Afro Puffs. I love books like that with a diverse group, like age, different age groups. So that's about great-grandma and mama. You know, I like that. So we want diverse books.
Say a little bit more about the book because I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so this book, this author, her name is King Chalton. She lives in Portland, Oregon. She's raising her three girls there in Portland. She's also a graphic designer. So you can go to soapboxtheory.com and order a book called Flying Lessons. You don't even have to donate. You know, I'd love for you to donate it, but you should be having this in your collection. It's called Flying Lessons, and it's about two young girls who live who are asking their mother how they can fly like the birds. And Gigi is short for great-grandma in the black community, as some of us may or may not know. And they go to Gigi's house, and Gigi tells them how to open, use their imagination and fly. And it's beautiful. And I have read, I have spent well over 100-some hours reading that book in the community of Portland. And so it's a beautiful story. It's diverse. And my favorite book is...
Tell us her last, spell her last name for us.
I don't think, really, that's our company name. That would be easier to find. Soapbox Theory.
Okay.
I may be butchering her last name now. I don't want to mess her up. But it's her company will be easier to find. It's one of the last black businesses on William Street.
That's what I thought. I think her last name is Talton, T-A-L-T-O-N.
Yes, Talton.
Her mother is Karen.
She's hyphenated, too.
Yes.
Davis, Calton. Yeah, there it is, Calton Davis.
Yes.
That's how you say it.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
You know her. Yes, you know her. That book is delicious. You don't want to get that book. Your babies, all babies will like that. And the boys really like it if you play... Nikki Brown Clown is known for playing sound, so I like to play wind sounds in the background, and the boys like to hear that. And we pretend that Gigi tells you how to, Gigi tells you to close your eyes and recall on the ancestors that came before you. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You want to have that story, and she tells you to bend your knees and take a deep breath from the tip of your toes to the crown of your head, and jump,
Gigi
says. And then they fly off.
So are the donations... you were going to tell us about your favorite book first.
Oh, and my other book. No, that's my favorite book. But my other book that we like to read is called Larry Gets Lost in Portland. Now, Larry is a dog, and Larry and his friend Pete ride into Portland, Oregon for a ride for a day. And somehow they get separated. And I'll tell you, Larry is the dog, and he goes about, and he goes over the bridges. He goes into the food cart, smelling up all the food, and gets sidetracked. He almost gets hit by a bicyclist. And the bicyclist reaches down, and the bicyclist is kind of mad at him because he jumps in the way. But the bicyclist finally reaches down and looks on his tag and pulls out his cell phone and calls somebody. So we know that this is a modern-day phone. I mean, modern-day book.
Yes.
You know, the books we had, like Dr. Seuss, they didn't have cell phones.
So no.
It's funny. So he pulls out his cell phone, and he's like, hey. So it's cool because the book also teaches monuments and different places and landmarks of Portland. Like, he goes over the Benson Bubblers and the history.
Mm-hmm.
There's something new in that book, and I like to play that book with traffic sounds, and the boys and girls love hearing the traffic sounds. They looking around and beep beep, they like that. We like that. But Pete is a little boy, and he goes to the zoo. I mean, he goes everywhere looking for his dog, and they finally find each other. Guess where? At all places. They find each other at Union Station, which is, boys and girls love that, because that's an historical building for the train.
Right.
And there's lots of lessons that can go. You can tell that story in many different ways. You know, so many different pictures and things to see. There's things about Rose Garden. I mean, if you're a Portlander, you'll just have fun with that book. And I like that book because the only grown-up in that book is the bicyclist. But the children really like that it's a boy and his dog. And you really can't go wrong with that.
Who's the author?
So those are the kind of stories I want. I want modern books. I want clean books.
Who's the author?
I don't know the author. I got that book. One of my neighbors gave me that book for free. But I've seen it sold at Powell's Bookstore. I've also seen it sold at Whole Foods and New Seasons. You can get that book. But I would love to have that. That makes sense to have a Portland book in a Portland library. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's kind of how I think.
See, that book sounds like a great third grade book, because in third grade, you study your city, Portland. So it's a great third grade book.
Yeah, all teachers should have this in their thing. But I really, I want to put this out there. If there's any teachers listening, any preschool teachers, the way that Nikki Brown Clown does her story time, which is unique, is I infuse sound and smell. So you should incorporate that, because you'll get your audience. They'll be looking around trying to hear and listen. You know, that's how you have to keep your book, your story time alive.
Yes. Do the books and the art supplies need to be new?
No, not at all. They can be slightly used, gently used. Because these books, the children will either read them and bring them back, or they'll keep them forever. But they don't have to be new. But I don't want that one that the cat got on. I don't want that one that you had up in the bathtub and it slipped off into the lake somewhere. I don't want that one. And I don't want that one you had tacos and burritos on either. You can keep that one for yourself, but don't have the one that baby ate on. We don't want that one. Keep that one at home. But you need to bring the gently used, because there's a lot of great books out there that, I mean, 90% of the books that I have in my collection were given to me or I found on the side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of books in Portland. I've seen them. You donate them. But I would like for this first round for them to be new books, because it's a new library, and it's going to be one of the largest mini libraries in town. And hey, it's named after a sister. I mean, come on, Nikki Brown Clown, Black Clown in town. I mean, you guys can't make me look bad with some Torah books up in there.
So is it a lending library?
It's a lending library, yes, ma'am.
Will there be, how will you account for the books? So will people check them out with the card, or?
No, it's going to be on the honor system. You put them in there, and whatever you get is what you get. So maybe I'm uneducated on the lending library, but basically it's going to be similar. You take one, you leave one.
Okay.
That type of thing. But this weekend, I hope to see everybody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When I say I hope to see you, I hope that you post pictures. So bring your babies, bring grandma, bring grandpa, bring your neighbor. At this point, it should look like a big coloring book, the mural that's there. And so you'll be able to paint by number. So the muralist will tell you what color to go where and what to do.
Okay.
So I'm super excited about that. So that's, again, at 1006 Northeast Emerson Street, one block from Killingsworth. Those of you who like to go off of landmarks, if you were on take the number 6, chime in on MLK, and you got off at the Boys and Girls Club right there, and you can go east on that street right there, and that's Emerson Street off of MLK. So you would walk 5 blocks down to 10th. And that's what that would look like. I can't think of that church that's right over there by my old house. It was a church on 13th and Killingsworth. Y'all know that church?
No, I know St. Andrew, but not 13th and Killingsworth.
Oh, okay, St. Andrew, you're thinking of the church over on Alberta?
Yes, 8th and Alberta.
Yeah, they could probably take that. They could probably take that bus. That 72 will let you off, and you can walk back through there. But for the most part, that will probably be... what was I going to say? That'll probably be the last time I'll be in Portland for a while until the next summer unless something else comes up. But so I hope to see everybody at the block party on July 30th from 11 to 2. Oh, and my favorite friends from Hannah's Authentic New Orleans Snowball. Oh, I don't want to mess that company name up. But that snowball company is, it's like a food cart, and they have some awesome snowballs with different flavors. They're going to be there. Y'all don't want to miss that. So it's also supposed to be a potluck, so I'm hoping that you all bring food. Like how you said your parents used to bring watermelon for the Philippines. Bring some fruit. I love a good fruit. I love a good tasty treat. But if you don't bring anything, you can bring some money on July 30th, and Snowball Man will be there to take care of all your refreshment needs.
Well, I want to know about the snowball. Is it in a snow cone cup?
Yeah, it's a snow cone cup. It's a unique snow cone cup. Let's see if I can pull his information up. Because, man, that is really delicious.
Now, when we were children and we'd go for a ride on Sunday after church, my father used to stop at this place and we would get what we called a joy cone. It was in a big snow cone cup. And on top of the crushed ice and the flavoring, it would be a big dollop like you would get at McDonald's. It would be a big dollop of vanilla ice cream.
This company is called Hannah's Authentic New Orleans Snowball.
Okay.
And sometimes he has them in a cup, but I saw him at Juneteenth. He had a big rainbow-looking cup.
Oh.
I mean, and he has, what did he have? So Yeah, sometimes they come in white cups, so it depends on what he's going to have that day, but sometimes they come in white cups, and the flavor is all throughout it. It's just delicious. I can't even tell you. Oh, and he has, what else did he have? He has all kind of flavors. What he has. But it is a unique style because it's not like a snow cone.
Mm-hmm.
A snow cone is just ice with the flavor. You know how the flavor hits the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
This is like snow. Like, you know, snow just melt on your tongue as soon as you hit it. I'm having this right here. I came all the way to Portland this summer, and I had that. Oh, my goodness. Woo! There is some of his flavors do come with whipped cream on top of it.
Okay.
Some of them I've seen him have, like, gummy bears on top.
Okay.
I mean, he really shows out.
Okay, Nikki, tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
Who does... do you get in contact with if you want to be involved prior to the opening of this ceremony? Who do you call? Where do you go?
Okay. Right now, off the top of my head, folks can definitely contact me at pdxbrownclown@gmail.com. You all can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Or you can call me directly at 503-954-9519. You can talk to me. I'd love to hear. Or you guys can find me on Facebook at Nikki Brown. Y'all know me on that. And then let me pull up the Emerson Street House information, too. Let's see. Do they have a separate? Let's see. On Facebook, there's a place called Emerson Street House. You can like that page, too. But people can stop by. It's a community gallery. So at 1006 Northeast Emerson Street, you can just come on by. And Miss Diane Freeney, she's there. and she would love to hear from you.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can find her. Let's see if I can find some good contact information on here. I got about 2-3 different things going on here. I got this phone going. I got Facebook going. I'm doing the most. But if you send me a message at pdxbrownclown@gmail.com, or you can contact me, I will definitely hook you guys up. But you know what, though? You guys can just drive by there. You can leave messages. You can stop by, because it really is an art gallery. It's actually two homes in one.
Excellent.
Ms. Diane lives in the back, and the front part, she turns that front housing part into a gallery where it showcases community artwork. So we have homeless folks from a homeless shelter. They're featuring their artwork. My old neighbor, Joanne, who lives on that street, she does quilts. She handmade quilts,
Nikki,
and they're on display.
Nikki, we have about 30 seconds before our show ends. So we want to take time to thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're looking forward to seeing you, and we hope we see a big clown.
Yes. See you July 30th. Until next month.
See you guys then. Bye, Portland.
Bye-bye.
It is 12 o'clock at KBOO Portland, wrapping up the Thursday morning radio zine. And don't forget, tune in a week from today, Thursday, July 14th, for KBOO's one-day summer membership drive. We're going to have special programming from 6 a.m. Thursday until 7 a.m. Friday. That's 1 week from today, the KBOO-a-thon. Please tune in and help us raise our goal.
And now the KBOO News at noon for Thursday, July 7th, 2016. The city of Beaverton is one of the most diverse cities in the state. One of three residents are people of color, and one in five were born in a different country. The city has been stepping up its efforts to respond positively to this demographic change. One of the events to celebrate the wide diversity that makes up Beaverton